Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Darlings, darlings, I am back with another amazing podcast. I give you real talk, I give you real opinions, I give you real vibes, I give it to you straight from my solar plexus. And honeys, remember, it's not always where you're from, it's where you're going. I want to let everyone know today who's listening to my podcast, the world is your oyster. You can go for everything you want in life. So today, I want to chat to you, first of all, about my week. It has been one hell of a week. So started out Monday morning, trying to chill out vibes, catch up on emails, etc., etc. All of a sudden, I am crippled over in pain, thinking, OMG, I'm about to give birth to a baby that I don't know I'm having. Called the doc, managed to get down to the docs. I thought about calling an ambulance, but I was like, maybe not. Do you know what I mean? Just check it out first. So I was being told that I was basically more or less passing a kidney stone. So that was the start to my week. Nothing is ever calm in GC world. So Monday started off with passing a kidney stone. Tuesday was a little bit more of a calmer day. But again, you know, there's always something going on. Life throws you curveballs sometimes. You know, you wake up, you're feeling positive, as I always say. Well, I woke up feeling positive today. And, you know, before you know it, it is like all thrown up in the air. But you just have to breathe and get on with it. I was in loads and loads and loads of pain, but I promised my best friend that I would see her and take her boy to a Halloween extravaganza. Anyway, done all that, just breathe through it, practice my deepest, darkest Wim Hof breathing skills. If anyone doesn't know who Wim Hof is, he is an amazing guy. He actually gets in ice cold bathtubs. Apparently it's really good for you. Not managed to do that one yet, Wim Hof, but I'm working on it. But I do follow his breathing technique. So the morning started out bad, ended up getting the medication, drinking loads of cranberry juice, guzzling loads of water, and tried to pass the kidney stone. As you can imagine, it was painful. But the good news is, in the evening, me and my friend got a Chinese takeaway to cheer ourselves up. She was fine. She just had to listen to me going, all day. But we made it fun. So that was the start of the week. Towards the end of the week, guys, it was Halloween. I'm so glad it's over. Wait till I tell you about my Halloween. But something really fun I did this week was go to the Kiss FM Halloween party. Now, I always leave things to the last minute. Thank you to Anne Summers that sent me a costume. Obviously, with the kidney infection, etc., I didn't know if I was able to go, but I'm so pleased I did. I saw Talisa. Talisa, I love you. I'm so glad she's back. She looked amazing. I saw Perry and Jordan. I got up on the stage with them. The crowd went mad for me. It was great fun. Funny story. So these guys coming up to me, talking to me, oh, Gemma, we love you. Gemma, we love you, like backstage. So I was like, all right, just having a chat, GC style. Do you know how it is? And then they're like, oh, can we have a picture? I'm like, yeah. Then I go and do a Facebook Live for Kiss FM. Then I see the guys again. And then it's just chatting to this guy. And he's like, security, come over. And I was like, you're right, mate. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm security. And I'm like, I'm Gemma Collins, hun. I'm the GC. I didn't know who these guys were. I mean, I was dressed up as Catwoman, so maybe the guy thought I was just a fan. I mean, I had a great costume. I was hoping no one would recognise me, but people did. It was a band called Bad Boy Chiller Crew. And I've got to say, I've absolutely fallen in love with these guys. They're absolutely amazing, minus the security, but I suppose he was just doing his job. But it was just funny when I went, mate, I'm the GC. And he was like, looked at me, and I thought, what does he think I'm going to do? Launch myself on a Bad Boy Chiller Crew member or something? We danced all night. We had loads of fun. Craig David was there. And you know what? It was just nice to get out, party, and let my hair down. But to top it off, I got hardly any sleep. My house was full of paranormal activity. I literally have been up since 4 a.m. this morning. I went to bed. My house has more cameras and security than Area 51 in America, the alien UFO site. So I'm never worried. I go to bed, 4 o'clock in the morning, I can hear bang, bang, bang. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Thank God my friends stayed with me. They came over and stayed with me because I was doing some home improvements. We was like, what's going on? What's going on? Obviously, I've got two panic rooms in my house. I'm going to the pink room, which is my panic room. It was just like so scary. The wind was blowing. Everything was bang crashing. The alarm kept going off. I was ringing the alarm company. But I survived the night. So I've actually had about 3 hours sleep. But I'm very excited today because I'm going to a cat sanctuary where they are going to be making me patron of a cat sanctuary. Obviously, you know how much I love cats, how much I love animals. It's just an honour to be a part of that. So I think I'm going to be a new cat mummy today. And I will be coming home. I'm hoping I'll just limit myself to one cat, but I'm a real sucker. And if I see any cats that need a home, they will all be coming home with me. So don't forget, you guys can contact me about what you want me to talk about on the podcast. Not only that, if you've got any love life dilemmas, dilemmas in general, I want to hear from you. So please do get in contact on my Instagram and let me know what you want to talk about because I want to be able to help you guys. Now, basically, I was quite shocked. You guys come on to me and said, can you talk to us about makeup? So I'm like, hell yeah. I love makeup. I'm going to be honest with you. When I'm being the GC, obviously it's, you know, it's a whole performance. So when I'm GC, there's a different makeup format. And funny enough, I've got my makeup artist here with me today, the lovely Liel, and she is going to talk to you about how she creates the GC. I do have a few people that create the GC for me, and they know the staple key points. So bigger eyebrows, heavier foundation, loads of bronzer, a big eye and a big lip. That's how we recreate the GC. Massive hair when you are being the GC. When it comes to me, Gemma, I do love makeup. I love to be natural as well. But I used to never like not wear any makeup. And as I've got older, you know, I actually love to be more natural. Where I'd go out before a full face makeup, my makeup was literally foundation, loads of bronzer. I love a bronzer, blusher and a lip, mainly pink lip. I remember Chloe Sims, I mean, she's incredible. My friend from TOWIE said to me, GC, all I see is bronzer on your face. You've got a contour. I said, Chloe, I haven't got time to be caking and baking and contouring my face. This is me. Anyway, we always laugh about it. And, you know, as time went on, and, you know, my situation started changing financially and I was more in the public eye. Obviously, I hired makeup artists and, you know, it is incredible what you can do with makeup. I mean, it's totally, it can transform your face. But if it's just me, I will just literally put on a very, very light foundation, just something quite creamy, definitely something with moisture in. I'll use a little bit of a liquid blusher, a liquid bronzer. I have a little clear gloss on and I'm really into a half lash at the minute. I brush my eyebrows up and I'm good to go because as I always say, honeys, Your personality speaks volumes. You can have as much makeup on as a whole makeup store in the world, but your personality and your aura will massively come before any makeup on your face. It's all about energy. I say this all the time. I love creams. I love moisturizers. They are my favorite thing. I'm always moisturizing my face. If I had to pick three makeup items for the rest of my life, it would be bronzer, it would be blusher, and yeah, definitely lip gloss. I love a good juicy lip gloss. I do have makeup brushes. I'm going to be really honest. I've never washed a makeup brush, hun. Just never. I'm old school. I don't use really brushes or sponges. I just do it with my good old fingers. You know, I'm old school, girls, boys. I'm old school. At the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with dabbing your finger. I mean, when I put eyeshadow on, I don't need a slanted brush or a real horsehair brush. I just get my finger, whack it in the pot and put it on. So that's kind of very minimal. When we're creating the GC, there's a whole load more of stuff that goes into it. I've had loads of makeup disasters. One in particular, back in my TOWIE days, I was pictured coming out of a nightclub with a whole face of pink blusher. What happened was, it was Joey Essex's birthday. We went to a club in London. It was dark. I'd had a few vinos. I pulled out my palette thinking it was a bronzer or a powder just to like dab off the sweat. And lo and behold, it was a blusher. And there I got papped with a bright red face. Absolutely criminal. Will never live the look down. But do you know what? Got a laugh about it. I'm sure all you guys have done it. You know, I was literally in a dark nightclub. Why don't they put lights on in nightclubs? It'd be so much easier. Pulled out my brush, pulled out the compact, not realizing, thinking it was a bronzer. It was a blusher. And yeah, the pictures are everywhere for you guys to see. So have fun looking at that one. Now, let me bring Liel on. Liel, come here, Liel, me darling. Oh, she's coming, guys.
Right, so I think there is definitely a difference with Gemma and the GC in terms of makeup. I feel like sometimes I walk in here and we just look at each other and I'm like, who do you want to be today? Whether it's the GC or whether it's Gemma. Gemma is a lot more stripped back, a lot more natural, sort of just like enhancing her natural features because she's got the most gorgeous skin, the most gorgeous eyes. You know, makeup isn't all about covering your features and your face and your eyes. It's about enhancing. When we do makeup for when she wants to be the GC, we go full out. As she said before, she loves a blush. And I mean, I never really used to love blush. Whenever I used to do clients, I used to sort of pull my nose up at putting a lot of blush on. But ever since I've met Gemma and started doing her makeup, I've started loving blush. I feel like I've also got her into a bit of like a compact powder. Every time when we first started doing her makeup, I used to get out my Charlotte Tilbury airbrush powder, which is the absolute best. She used to look at me like I'm about to do something very, very bad because Gemma is obsessed with a loose translucent powder. But as we've got into it, I feel like I've transformed her a little bit because there is a difference. I feel like with makeup, you always have to layer and not just whack it all on in one go, which I think some people make the mistake of sometimes. So yeah, it's all about just really layering. And, you know, I feel like she's introduced me to blush. I've introduced her to a compact powder. Another thing that I would say is very GC is that baby doll pink lip. And, you know, it's not just one shade I use to achieve that. It's about four. We start off with a lip liner and then I like to use just like a pinky nude lipstick. So usually I go for something like Pillow Talk, which I think is a cult favorite between a lot of people. And then I actually have been influenced by TikTok, which I'm sure a lot of people that love makeup or even don't love makeup have as well. And I ordered the Made by Mitchell blush and it's actually a liquid blush. But if you use it a little bit in the center of the lip, it just creates the most gorgeous ombre effect. And it has the best color payoff. I've never, ever seen anything like it. So I usually just dab a bit of that in the center of her lip just to make it a bit more of like a baby doll GC pinky. Another one is definitely the big bushy eyebrows. The bigger, the better. Same with the eyes, really. We don't do anything normal ever. It has to be fully exaggerated with a black sexy cat eyeliner, black underneath the eye, big bold lashes, and call it a day, really.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Something very kind of comforting that has been happening to me this week is everywhere I go, I'm seeing synchronized numbers, angel numbers. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I wasn't very well this week. Literally, I felt that my cat was around me a lot more and I started to see angel numbers. And when the alarms were going off this morning, I looked at my phone, I got 0414. I keep seeing 1111. I keep seeing 808. I keep seeing 919. It is so weird. I don't know if anyone listening to my podcast has experienced this or knows more about it and would like to come on the podcast and talk about it, because I really feel that there's always more to this life that we're living and we're always being guided, and it does give you so much comfort. This morning, just before I was recording the podcast, I got 1111 and I keep seeing it, but I had to laugh because it said people being saved from some life-threatening occurrences or circumstances. I mean, that was so funny. Something, I couldn't work it out this week. I kept seeing all these synchronized numbers and I was like, someone's trying to get a message to me. Someone's trying to get a message to me. Again, if anyone's experienced this, message me on my Instagram at Gemma Collins. What are angel numbers? Basically, within numerology, angel numbers are number sequences, usually three or four numbers that contain repetition. So such as 111, 4444. So how crazy that I have been seeing these angel numbers. And again, you know, I'm going to come back to 1111 because basically it's saying on the internet that 1111 can be interpreted as a message from your angels or the universe. It's a sign to keep going and trust the direction you're moving in as everything is falling into place. How mad is that, guys? How crazy is that? And it was just really interesting and I wanted to share it with you. Let me know if you see any angel numbers. As I say, don't see them all the time. Maybe I needed to see angel numbers this week. And I just want to thank the angels whilst I'm on the podcast. I hope you're listening up there, because I've seen all the numbers so much this week. They are definitely trying to get messages to me. So I found it really comforting. I also feel that I'm in a massive spiritual growth period in my life at the minute. You know, I can really feel like a lot of change is coming for me. I don't know why, I can just feel it in my waters. So I'm excited to embrace the changes and, you know, see where they're going to be taking me. I love the winter months. I do believe it's a time to recharge your batteries, you know, and start manifesting everything that you want in your life. Guys, I just want to say I've been absolutely loving all you guys getting in touch with me, your messages and voice notes. So let me tell you, some of these dilemmas are so relatable. If you want my advice next week, don't forget to drop me a message or a voice note on Instagram or TikTok. So the first lovely message I had was from Claudia in Bristol. And she contacted me and said, Gemma Collins, how do you always keep such a positive mindset? And I was like, Claudia, honey, I'm going to help you. I always think your mindset is so powerful. Like, you can create anything with your thought. So if you literally wake up and you say to yourself, I'm going to have a terrible day today, you're already in that negative space and that mindset, and you will have a terrible day because you're projecting that energy out into the atmosphere. You know, I wake up sometimes and I'm a bit like, oh, but then I go, no, not oh, woo, yeah, baby, you know, get the kettle on, let's get in the shower, let's get going. Because, you know, sometimes we just need to give ourselves that pep talk, like, no, we've got this, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. I always find in life, you know, everything happens for a reason, and we're never given any more on our plates than what we can deal with. You know, we are strong individuals. We can do this. So it's all a mindset. So if anyone's been waking up like Claudia, wondering how you get positive, it all starts with you guys. And that is the true answer. You know, it is about a positive mental attitude. It is about positive thinking. And I always find in life, you've got to be true to yourself. You know, working in the industry that I work in, you know, I've met many people that kind of go off in different directions and become so far removed from who they are and what they believe in. I've never done that. So, Claudia, tips I want to give you, be true to yourself. Always see the good in the world. Sometimes I know it's hard, but I try and do a good thing every day. So I try and do something really positive in a day. So like today, I'm off to the cat sanctuary. I'll probably come home with a cat, a few cats. I'll donate to the sanctuary. You know, that's my good deed for the day. I've made my gardener a cup of tea this morning. Lovely deed for the day. Before I leave, I will give him a piece of cake. If you can make someone's day a lot nicer or a lot happier, do it. If you wake up angry and in that set, you know, I find if I've got angry people around me or their energy's off, I just walk away from them. I can't have them near me because energy is so powerful. What I'm trying to say is it has to come from you. If you want to make changes, if you want to feel positive and be positive, you know, be true to yourself. Try and do something good in every day. Always be clear about your goals and pursue them with passions. I wanted to be famous. I went out there and got it. I was passionate about it. I was never going to give up. Never let anyone say no to you, you know, but always remember you need no's in life. You can't sail through life with lots of yeses. You know, the no's make us stronger. Positive affirmations every day. You know, if you start to, oh, I'm a bit fat today. Oh, my jeans don't fit. I'm fat. I'm disgusting. I'm ugly. You know, I've said it to myself before and I'm like, no, Gemma, stop. And then you have to like come in. Look, you know, I am beautiful. I am, you know, whole as a person. I am positive. You know, it all starts with you and the mindset. Try and add positivity to every day. You know, try and have that little bit of magic in every day. Reading a book for 10 minutes, getting your favourite coffee, milkshake, look at the ducks swimming across the water. Always have mindfulness in every day. You know, and let me tell you now, Claudia, if you start the day by deciding to be happy and have a positive outlook, you will. And always be humble and grateful, like really reflect, you know, on the positives in your life. You know, this week I had great friends around me that helped me when I was feeling ill. You know, my animals have been so loving. My friend's dog didn't leave my side. You know, animals really know when you're feeling good or not. And I was very grateful to the animals this week. So Claudia, I hope that helps. Just remember the power of positivity, honey. You've got this. Guys, this week has been so fun on the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed today, Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Now, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. Do it now, honeys. Do it now. Please do it now. I need your positive feedback. I need your reviews. And don't forget to message or voice note me at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok with your stories and questions, and I'll answer them on the podcast next week. Darlings, I want to catch up again next week, so I will meet you back here, same time, next Wednesday. Whether you are walking to work, in work, on the toilet, in the bath, wherever you are, GC is always here for you. Darlings, goodbye. See you next Wednesday. Stay fabulous.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.